This is Monday Mindset with Isha Warriors, episode 48. Pick your word and power up your new year.
Aloha. My name is Ali Lothain. I've been empowering and inspiring others through yoga for over 15 years, specializing in yoga for teens. If you are ready to live life to the fullest and love it along the way, let's enjoy the journey together.
You guys, how are we all doing? To my Australian friends, how you going? And a big happy new year to those of us who are celebrating the new year. I wanted to remind you that my way of giving y'all a big hug this winter is to give away my chair yoga for free all the way through March. I would love nothing more than to help people who usually stay inside because of the cold and conditions to get even more flexible and strong this winter. And every week, I see how chair yoga does that for people of all ages. You guys, go to www.ishawarriors.com/free-chair-yoga. Sign up and share with everyone you know. I will include that link in the show notes. So I was reminded this past week of how powerful our thoughts are, and I'll share a specific example of that later on in the episode. But before I do, I want to take you to a past episode I did last March. I did a podcast called Replace Resolutions with Setting Intentions, and I listed 8 reasons why I encourage people to ditch the idea of setting resolutions at the new year and think about setting a sankalpa or an intention instead. I'm going to include a link to that episode so you can hear it in its entirety because it's absolutely worth listening to, especially if you aren't familiar with what an intention is or you have never even heard the word sankalpa before. I want to give you a quick recap if you don't have a chance to hop back to that other episode. The recap goes like this. Resolutions. They focus on the superficial. They tend to be inflexible, narrow-minded even, and are very often linked to feeling worth and self-importance based off of how we perceive the world sees us. Resolutions focus on creating a new you with boxes to check off and numbers to arrive at and achieve. And resolutions are all about, I will. Statements like there's a prize being dangled in front of your nose just out of reach at all times. Intentions, on the other hand, they force you to dig deeper, go below the surface, and explore the root of your desires for certain results. Intentions are fluid and are formed by a heartfelt desire to love and respect oneself. It's just a different energy. With intentions, you are empowered to pause and start anew anytime as you give yourself grace in the process of becoming. Intentions are void of ego, and they help you cultivate your dharma and uncover the incredible potential that is already within you. Instead of focusing on what you need to do to fix yourself, intentions are also stated in the present, like the prize is already in your hands and you are free to feel the joy of that today. Are you ready to move into a future with freedom from unnecessary suffering? Oh, I was just recently reminded of how much I am. Freedom from suffering comes from uncovering a pure virtue, like love and compassion, peace, joy, service, balance, faith, trust, hope, acceptance, forgiveness, patience, devotion, abundance, and so many more things. Identifying what pure virtue is at the core of what you want to create more of in your life is the key to creating an intention that rejuvenates and heals instead of something that just makes you feel lacking. Okay? So absolutely go back to that other episode replacing resolutions with intentions, and you can learn more about that. Or stay with me right here today and ask yourself, what do you want to bring more of this upcoming year? What do you want to bring more of this upcoming year? Can you sum it up in one word or a short phrase? Just for fun, try and pick one word that sums it up. Okay, I'm going to go through four things about how you can power up your new year. The first is take the time to dig deep and really think about what you want and why you want it. Number two, pick your word without apology, embarrassment, judgment, or criticism. Pick your word without apology. Be like, yeah, I want this thing this year. This is going to be amazing. And I'm not going to be embarrassed that other people might not think it's a great word. Or, you know what I mean? Like, allow yourself to be vulnerable. Pick your word without apology, embarrassment, judgment, or criticism. Number three, put your word all over the place to subtly keep it in the forefront of your mind. Put a daily reminder on your phone or write it on random dates of your calendar throughout the upcoming year. Write it on your lotion or your soap bottle so every time you wash your hands or apply lotion, you see it. Or you can draw a picture or a symbol that reminds you of your word and put that in all the places where you'll see it often. Have fun with it. Create a whole vision board with pictures and words that go along with your 2023 intention. Last night, our family got a bunch of old magazines out and set aside time to create a mixed media vision board. The kids could cut out pictures or words or letters to form words, or they could simply draw a picture or write things down, whatever they wanted to do. I even told them, hey, go get into the craft closet. If you want to grab the glitter or anything else, whatever, you make this vision board your own. And true to our very different personalities in my family, some of us barely had room to fit all the things we wanted to see happen in the year to come. And some of us only put a few things on our boards. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Have fun with it, okay? So the point of picking our word and the way that it's going to power up your new year the best is to, one, take time, right? That's what the whole point of the vision board was, for us to do an activity where we had to set aside time to think about what we actually want to happen in the year to come. Take time to dig deep and really think about what you want and why you want it. Two, pick your word without apology, embarrassment, judgment, or criticism. And then three, put it all over the place so that it stays in the forefront of your mind. The last thing is to avoid weaponizing the word. Remember, thoughts are so powerful. Your word can inspire, empower, and excite you in the year to come. Or it can overwhelm and defeat you. It all depends on how you think about it. The last couple weeks, I was reminded how important it is for us to let go of how and when we see our intention manifest. Like, if that is our focus of how it manifests and when it manifests, then it takes away the fun. It takes away the hope and the empowerment and the inspiration, and it makes it heavy and it makes it mean all kinds of negative things, and we can get stuck. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of that. That happened to me. Back in June, I challenged all of us to write down what we wanted to see grow in 6 months. And I had my own family write down things just on an 8x11 piece of paper. They drew pictures, wrote down things, and then I put them up on our fridge. A couple weeks ago, you know, I wiped the dust off of them, pulled them off the fridge at dinner, and we all went around and shared whatever we wanted to that was on that piece of paper. It was really cool to see the different things that had actually come to pass. Big things, like a trip to the beach, a huge bike ride that my husband has been wanting to do for years, or my kids improving in skills in the sports that they played. as well as getting a dog. I mean, that's something we've talked about doing for 10 years. And that happened in the last 6 months. There were also a bunch of things that didn't happen. Big things, like my husband not getting a promotion he applied for, and my online yoga membership not growing as quickly or as big as I had envisioned it would. Do you remember the first time you had to navigate the freeway when you were learning how to drive? All on your own, with no one else in the car. Do you ever have an experience like that? I will never forget, on more than one occasion, needing to go to a destination I had never been to before, and involving navigating the busy, multi-lane, fast-paced freeway. Now remember, when I was just barely learning how to drive, there was no such thing as smartphones, GPS. There was write down the directions your mom gave you on your arm, or print off Google Maps before you leave your house, or pull out a ginormous paper map and try to look at that without getting into an accident, okay? So it's not like you had Siri telling you directions as you went along. You had to figure it out. And I remember panicking on the freeway. It was nighttime. I was disorienting. I didn't know where I was going. And I just thought I should have gotten to my destination by now. Like, that exit should have come up. I was positive that I had missed it. And so I hastily took the very next exit, only to realize that I hadn't arrived to the city that I needed to yet. I hadn't made it. And then I needed to figure out how to get back on the freeway and get back on course. Okay, maybe you have a totally different MO. When you think about the first time you ever had to drive on the freeway and trying to navigate going to destinations on your own without any help, mine is often to exit and like panic and be like, oh, this must not be the right thing. I need to get off. I need to get off the path. If you aren't seeing your word manifesting in the way you thought it would and in the time frame you thought it would, you might be tempted to panic and exit the freeway, like I did, literally, but in your sense, figuratively. Or you might make it mean that you are a loser, that your dreams are stupid, and that you'll never arrive to your dream destination. Maybe you make it think and mean that you should give up trying. You guys, as I looked at my grow paper, I had on the top grow, and I had just all these different things. Despite all the incredible gains I have made in my business, I immediately went into the gap and I started thought spiraling and doubting. And the feelings that came up were embarrassment that I had dreamed so big, and shame for not achieving more, and overwhelm for, well, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to achieve and grow and do the things if I've already failed so much? What am I doing? Maybe I shouldn't even do this. Maybe I should give up. It's interesting how powerful your thoughts can be. And then it leads to feelings. Feelings that led me to actions. Actions of just sitting on the floor in a heap of tears and lots of unnecessary suffering. Lots of it. I'm sharing this with you because I'm still practicing at being human. And even though I know what toxic thoughts look like and feel like, and I know how dangerous it is to dwell in the gap versus staying in the gain, it doesn't stop me from lifting up the toxic thought floodgate and letting them flow in sometimes. What helped me shift in that moment? What helped me gain insight in the days that followed? I knew that I didn't want to stay in that spot, right? And I asked my husband to pray with me. And as we prayed, I consciously thought, I breathe in and I breathe out. And calling upon the powers of heaven brought so much peace in that moment. That is what helps shift the moment for me. It might be different for you. But when you feel yourself spiraling pick something powerful that will help you shift. Perhaps it is a quote or a scripture that you can hold on to, a prayer or a mantra. Perhaps it is simply focusing on your breathing. Shifting that moment was huge for me. And then what helped me gain insight in the days that followed? Well, I took time to reflect. Okay, I don't want to stay in that place where I am a heap of tears on the floor. Like, I don't want that for myself. What got me to that point? What thoughts led me to the feelings that led me to that action? I had forgotten that failure was just feedback. Whoo, I'd let failure be such a heavy thing that meant all kinds of horrid. Failure is just feedback. It's just a way to quickly give me information that changes need to be made and things need to be tweaked. That's all. I had made failure mean so many heavy, horrid things. It was like I was a teenager freaking out on the freeway again. I went back to my intention for starting Isha Warriors in the first place, to help people enjoy the blessings of yoga and have fun doing it. That's my intention. Oh, I can do that. That is hopeful. That feels light. That feels doable. I can let go of how that happens and when that happens. Do you see how I focused on the numbers, just like we often do with the resolutions? I'm not saying don't throw out a number. Go for it. Do it. Only if you don't weaponize that number and attack yourself with it, like I did. Instead of my keeping my intention in the forefront of the mind, I said, oh, I wanted to have X number, da-da-da-da, and I didn't get that. So that must mean this, 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 and this, and the spiraling thoughts. Intentions should feel nurturing, light, fun, exciting, hopeful, and fluid. Jillian Pransky once said, we always have a choice how we step into the present moment. I love this notion. We always have a chance to reset. We always have a choice and how we want to step into the present moment. And we can learn. We can learn how to avoid or how to work through from past moments. When we replace setting resolutions with cultivating an intention, we give ourselves permission to hit the reset button and begin anew anytime we want without feeling the heaviness of failure and entertaining all kinds of toxic thoughts about how we let ourselves down once again. Pick a word and power up your new year. If that word doesn't feel empowering to you, change it. Pick a word and power up your new year. Pick it without apology, embarrassment, judgment, or criticism. Place it all over the place so that it stays in the forefront of your mind. Keep it light. Don't weaponize it and make it mean that you're doing something wrong. Remember that failure is just feedback. If you are on the path and it seems like you're veering in a totally different direction than what you want to see happen, ask yourself, what feedback am I getting? What tweaks do I need to make? What changes need to happen? What thoughts are recycling through my mind? Are they leading me in the direction I want to go? Do I need to trash them? You know, we take out the trash on a weekly basis. Are we doing that with our thoughts that aren't serving us? We are becoming, my friends. We are uncovering the incredible that lies within. And don't be surprised that our minds are going to try to self-sabotage like a toddler that needs parenting. Your thoughts are powerful. So use your thoughts for your good. Pick a word, place it all over the place so that when that toddler is having a tantrum, you are reminded of who you are and what you want to see manifested in your life. Letting go of how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. Good luck, you guys, and may the Force be with you. For those of you who are new, I am a huge Star Wars fan, and it just feels like the right thing to say at the end of every podcast, so it may creep in there every once in a while. To an awesome new year, let's enjoy this journey together. Thanks for listening in today. If what you heard resonated with you, let me continue to uplift, love, and inspire you through the online yoga classes I teach at IshaWarriors.com. Isha Warriors is a one-of-a-kind platform created just for teens and accessible to the whole family. We offer chair yoga, beginner's yoga, all levels vinyasa and restorative, so yoga can meet you and your family's needs wherever you're at on your journey. If you enter in the code PODCAST30, that's podcast in all capital letters, 30, you'll receive $30 off the annual teen membership. The first week is free, so why wait another minute to bring more peace and confidence into your life? See you on the mat.